You're listening to Fancy a Brew Podcast with Aaron and Lucy. Email us on fancyabrewpod@gmail.com. Fancy a Brew Podcast. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for Fancy a Brew Pod.
Welcome to Fancy a Brew. I'm Lucy and I'm joined here with my pal Aaron. We're recording in the same place yet again. And I'm back in the big smoke at Aaron's beautiful apartment. And we've got something a bit stronger than a brew today.
Yeah, we've got Fancy a Christmas Brew.
Fancy a Christmas Brew, yeah. I've got a beer.
And I've got a gin and bitter lemon.
Oh, I love a bit of lemon.
It's nice, isn't it? Nice. We've made it a bit Irish for Christmas.
Yeah, I think we have. Should we do a cheers?
We have to look each other in the eye, apparently. Otherwise, it's 7 years of bad sex.
Is it?
Yeah.
Must be in the middle of that.
According to our Central Asian friend on the other side of the Kallax.
I'm not very good at looking, because I'm always thinking about, like...
Drinking.
Well, drinking and also, like, spilling. So if I'm holding it and I'm not looking at it, I think, oh, I'm going to be wearing it in a second, because I'm just... not paying attention to what I'm doing with it.
So we've had lots of feedback from last episode.
Oh, yes.
And one of the bits of feedback was maybe a synopsis of what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, it's probably useful, isn't it? So during the course of this episode, we're going to talk about what it's like to turn 30, because I'm very new to that world.
Yes, it's quite liberating, is 30, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Feeling festive. Yeah. Which is something that we're both not really sure about.
No, I work in retail, so festive is not really festive.
No, I know exactly what you mean. And, of course, our usual something we've learned since the last time.
Mine's quite interesting, actually.
I've literally just learned my what have I learned on the way here. So hopefully I can remember it properly. But I'm looking forward to sharing it.
So the last time we recorded...
Yes. It was a big one, wasn't it?
It was a big one, and we got loads of really, 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 really nice feedback from
there. Yeah,
we did. So, in fact, I'll let you do the feedback first, and then I'll talk about Mama, the elephant in the room.
Oh, yeah, it's the elephant in the room. So, we've decided not to include people's names, because I want to just make sure that, you know, it's a sensitive topic, and, you know, we want to be, like, sort of sensitive to people's, you know, their situations.
Absolutely,
yeah. So, the first one that I really liked was from one of our listeners, and she said that it's so comforting when you hear similar themes popping up in other people's lives. And I just thought, that's exactly what we're doing it for, isn't it? Because we want other people to not feel on their own and stuff like that. She also said that it's the most consciously she's ever listened to a podcast, which I thought was a massive compliment.
Nice. Because I must admit, I unconsciously listen to podcasts. Mm. Unless it's my dad wrote a porno, which is amazing.
Have you heard the Christmas special?
Yes.
It's weird, isn't it?
I wasn't overly impressed.
No, it's weird one.
Yeah.
I fell asleep in the middle of it and then woke up about 10 minutes later and...
But Rocky Flintstone did like one of my tweets.
Yes, just, I know.
And so did Ariel Lev with the book as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ariel Lev liked one of my tweets about the book.
Nice. Yes. Nice.
And sorry, the other comment.
Okay, so the other comment is, keep them coming. Loved the bit about gaslighting. I didn't even know there was a word for it, as I'm not an English native. My mum used to do that to me when I was younger.
Yeah, I think it's quite common, actually.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Some mothers stop it, and mine... hasn't. And your family members haven't either.
No,
so.
No, they're not really sure what they're doing with themselves, are they?
So, Mama.
Yes.
Yeah, shredded potatoes.
Oh my gosh. So.
It's like crack.
It's just
you're just immediately addicted.
Last time, after we recorded, we went to this place in Woolwich called Momo's.
Kailash Momo, yeah.
Yeah, is it Nepalese?
It's Nepalese, yeah.
Oh my gosh, we had what they refer to as shredded potatoes, which...
By all intents and purposes.
By all intents and purposes are chips.
Chips covered in crack.
I'm like, oh, why is that stuff they put on
it? I don't know,
some,
I don't
like,
know.
Delicious seasoning.
Yeah.
Bits, oh, I don't even know what it is, but it was really good. And they have that sauce as well.
Yes, the Mumosauce.
Yeah.
Actually called the Mumosauce.
Maybe I shouldn't have forgotten what it's called.
Which I think is just coriander, tomato and chili.
It's really good.
With maybe garlic and onion stuff in there as well. But it's really nice. Where we're going straight after this.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I'm starving. I've had a croissant.
Nice. So. We've had pork pies with pickle because we're nearly at Christmas. So.
Nice. Very festive.
Yes. So I say little man. The Central Asian boy.
Oh, yeah, B.
Serg is here.
Oh, yeah. He's
here. He's been called Sergey, so we'll call him Sergey. He's here for Christmas. So, it's been a busy week, actually.
It has, definitely. Well, before we get on with today's bits and pieces.
The Lucy Show.
We just want to say thanks very much to everyone who's listened to the
Another lovely feedback.
It's really, really appreciated.
Just the people are listening.
Exactly. And that they're listening and that they like it. I'm well chuffed with that.
And it's not just friends either.
Exactly.
It's just people who have to be nice.
So Erin just mentioned that it's the Lucy episode.
It is. It's all about Lucy tonight. Yeah.
So
I love Lucy.
Thank you. Well, I love you too. So today is the 22nd of December.
Yes.
And as of today, I have been 30 for a week and 3 days.
And how do you find 30?
It's kind of fine, isn't it? I was a bit worried about, like, oh my God, I'm going to be 30, I've got to be an adult now, I've got to be, like, grown up. But actually, like, I'm married and I own a house.
Yes, you are.
And I have a job. So I don't think it gets much more grown up than that, really, does it?
No, I think when I turned 30...
Apart from, like, a child.
Yeah. I think when I turned 30, I was really stressing out about it because I was like, I haven't achieved any of the things that I wanted to achieve in life. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd just been made redundant and I'd moved to London. You know, although I was dating at the time, that didn't really go anywhere. And then I came back to Leeds and it was just like, I was still like stuck for money and all the rest of it. Yeah. And then I just hit 30. And one of the girls I used to work with in music licensing turned to me one day and she just said, I mean, she was older than me at the time, I think she's probably nearly 40 now. But she said to me, when you wake up on that morning of the 30th, mm-hmm. it's like you just don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
And I literally woke up like that. And I think my sister's had the same thing. She turned 30 this year. Okay. And it's just kind of like all that, I don't know, you spend your 20s trying to prove yourself.
Yeah.
And get to where you want to be and be perfect and all the rest of it. And when you get to your 30s, you just kind of, you've made it to a certain point where you don't need to stress out.
Yeah.
And I think then it's when you're in your 40s when you're stressing out to, you know, am I settled? Do I own my own house? You know.
Yeah.
Which you do because you're a proper grown up.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's it. I think, like, I was worried that I would have had to have ticked off all these things on my list, you know, like, of, like, life achievements or whatever.
But lists are bullshit, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, I do love a list, but that one in particular is Bobbins, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I think actually, like, it doesn't matter. Like,
no.
What you doing if you're happy matters. And if you're happy, then I think that's fair enough, isn't it?
I agree, absolutely.
But I had fun celebrating. That was always really
nice. You've been jet-setting around the world, haven't you?
I know, yeah.
I'm very jealous because there are very few places I would like to go to in America.
Mm.
America's never really appealed to me, to be honest with you. I think when I was a kid, Saved by the Bell, I was like, oh my God, or California Dreams. Really cheesy stuff like that. Or Baywatch.
Yeah.
But as I've got older, it's
Pam Anderson, wasn't it?
It was all about Pam. Yeah. It was all about, I wanted that swimsuit for myself.
Absolutely.
No, I think as I've got older, it's either the more liberal parts of America, so like San Francisco or New York and I'm very jealous you got to go to New York.
I got to go to New York, for my 30th, which is amazing. It was my birthday present from my darling husband.
Nice.
He's a little legend.
So did you eat a lot?
Oh, so much food.
Really?
Yeah. So when I walked in today and you said, have you lost weight? I was like, if you can lose weight by eating shitloads of noodles and...
Well, apparently so.
Cakes and stuff.
Then. Nice.
Yes, I definitely have.
So where did you go? What did you do?
Well, so one thing I would recommend if you do go, well, two things I'd recommend.
Yeah.
We went with Jet2 direct from Leeds to Newark. It was absolutely fine.
Okay.
Cheap as chips. It was like £400 each.
Jet2.com.
Jet2.com, get on it.
Leeds, Bradford's there.
Yeah, yeah. The deal is like Christmas.
I mean, I live next to London City Airport, and you can fly to New York from here.
Well, then, have a look for your deals. But I will say, that Jet2 thing was an absolute bargain. A hotel, I probably wouldn't recommend.
Oh, no.
No, I probably wouldn't recommend it. It was fine. And they upgraded us for my birthday, which is very nice.
Nice.
But there was like, they had these like heater things against the, near the window.
Okay.
And it was like panelled in. So.
Oh, like halls of residence.
Yeah,
like,
almost. Oh. Yeah. But it was half off the wall.
Oh.
So when we went down to say, by the way, this is half off the wall, the woman who checked us in was fine, really lovely. But then she said, we'll send someone up in 20 minutes. And it was half an hour past. And we wanted to go out and blah, blah, blah. And I wasn't sure if we needed to still be there. And like, we just flown out, you know, it's all of it like retired and just a bit couldn't be bothered really. And we went down and we spoke to a different person and he was like, "You're in New York City, guys, stuff hangs off the walls." And I was like, "How is that an excuse or a compliment?" Or yeah, it was really shit service. So we just left it and the next morning we talked to someone who was really good and they sort of fixed it, but yeah, it was just like,
oh.
It's probably from the last people in there partying so hard. And I was like, oh, shut your mouth.
Gosh, so, cheesy American customer service.
Proper garbage. But I don't know if you've watched it on Netflix. There's a series called Ugly Delicious, which is...
Isn't it about food that they get wrong?
But it's about food that like just looks a bit naff. So like they look at different things like fried chicken. And tacos, and they do like a shrimp versus crawfish one, and it's this one chef called David Chang, and he like takes you around the country around the world, and they just go and try all this.
I mean, he's not Guy Fieri, is
he? He's not Guy Fieri, absolutely not.
Triple D.
Triple D, what a legend. He has a restaurant. One of his restaurants was like over the roof of my hotel.
Oh, really?
So we went there on our first night. It's called Momofuku Noodle Bar, and it's in like a weird shopping centre. And at first I thought, oh, this is going to be like pretty, it's going to be fine. But, you know, like when you go to like Westfield and you just have tea at like Nando's, I thought it was going to be like that sort of equivalent. Okay. But it really wasn't. It was like, it was hands down like some of the best food I've ever eaten.
Really?
We had these like...
Because New York's supposed to have amazing Asian food, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So we had these incredible... you know, like a bao bun.
I love bao. Yeah.
And but it was like shrimp. Ooh. And it was like, it had a bit of spice to it, but it had like mayo and like pickled onion and stuff on it. Oh, it was just unbelievable. We had that, we had some ramen, we had like a pork bun. It was just, oh, it was really, really good.
Have you seen the new Pixar short, Bao?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I cried.
Did you?
You need to watch it. It's so good. It's so good. But she makes a little bun and then it turns into a baby and she can. And it's a euphemism for her life. And it's just, it's just amazing. It's so sad. So sad. We had, we usually go, there's a really nice Japanese ramen noodle place in central London called Ippudo.
Oh, I haven't been there yet.
Amazing. I must take you there sometime. And there's one in Canary Wharf as well. And there's one in New York.
Oh,
yeah,
they
have them all over the world. Yeah. And instead, it was really full. So there's a Korean barbecue place next door, and I've never been to a Korean barbecue place before.
Yeah. Really?
It was all right. It was very expensive. It was like £30 a head for a set menu, and it was... We maybe had like about £4 or £5 worth of meat.
Oh,
like,
really?
But you have this like hot plate in the middle of the table,
you
and you're cooking it yourself. Right.
Yeah.
So basically we were paying to cook our own food.
Yeah, for it.
And it wasn't
really
hot enough.
It's popular now, hasn't it?
I mean, it was heaving, and we had some really, really annoying Americans sat next to us who'd been loud and, you know, the usual, you know, opinionated, as it were. So, no, sorry, back to America.
Sorry.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
So we went there. It was so good. Actually went back on my birthday.
Nice.
Just incredible. We went to just like a sort of regular food place called like Bluebird, I think it was called.
Okay.
And I had some really nice baked cod with like, it had like, I don't know, mashed potato
yeah.
sort of thing underneath with like clams and some veggies and stuff. It was really, really good. We went to a few diners and had like diner breakfast.
But not driving or a dive?
Oh my God, no. It was so good. We went to this one called Cosmic Diner, which was like near our hotel. And I ordered Eggs Benedict and it came, no joke, on a plate, like, I don't know. Just massive plate. Like and it had this
like the side of a placemat.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
For people listening.
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to think how to describe it.
Because they can't see you describing it.
What is it? I don't even know. It was like half a metre.
Yeah, like the size of your laptop.
Yeah, like a little MacBook size. It was...
Open.
thank you. Just plug that. And it was... Yeah, it was so... I had Eggs Benedict. That came out. And then they put like this... potato hash thing on the side.
Yeah.
It was bigger than my actual breakfast.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah. And Jack had this thing called Texas toast, which was like, you know, that challah bread, the Jewish, like really thick
bread.
Oh, yeah. It was like that with like ham and cheese. And it was honestly like a doorstop because they cut it really thick anyway. And it was two slices of that together and that potato hash thing on the side. So
Did you try any Jewish food while you were there? Like salt beef and bagels?
We were going to go to Cat's Deli.
Okay.
I really wanted to get there, but we didn't quite venture over that side of the city. Okay. But I would love to.
Yeah.
What else did we do? We went to Magnolia Bakery. That was really good.
No, I know none of these places.
It's just, it was so nice. I had a lemon bar, which is sort of like a lemon drizzle cake, but like more condensed.
Okay.
So it was like... more like you could like hold like a tray bake sort of thing.
Okay, nice.
That was really, really good. Jack had a red velvet cheesecake, which was like, it came in like quite a small portion, like a round portion, and it was so rich. Like you couldn't have had any more than that.
Than just one.
But you could definitely try. But like it was so good. And then like, you know, a cup of tea. It was just sat in like a little park near Greenwich Village.
Oh, nice. Did you go to Central Park?
We went to Central Park. Our hotel was very close to Central Park.
Oh, nice.
So we walked up to Natural History Museum.
Nice.
Like along Central Park, whatever. Went to the museum and then walked back through the park.
Okay.
Which was really cool.
Yeah.
And saw the big lake and, you know, like there was thousands of dog walkers and all these dogs were everywhere. And it was really, really nice. We did this... City Pass thing as well, which I'd recommend if you go. So you get like half price, or you get like entrance to six places for like half the price it would cost.
Okay, that's good.
So instead of like £200-something, it's only like £100-something.
Oh, that's good.
And it's like Empire State Building, you could do Top of the Rock, you could do Guggenheim, you could do 9/11 Memorial, you could do a Statue of Liberty thing.
Did you go to the Statue of Liberty?
We did the Staten Island Ferry.
Okay.
So... sort of. I would have liked to do Ellis Island and check out all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that's for next time.
Okay.
We walked like 40 miles.
I was going to say, maybe that's why you didn't realise you'd lost some.
Yeah, yeah. But I definitely didn't hold back when it came to food.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. It was really great, actually. And then on my birthday, we had breakfast at this place called Egg Shop, which was... basically, they just on the meals have something egg related on them.
Nice.
And I had this, it was like steak and egg and cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice. And the best hash browns I've ever had. There was only two, and we were like fighting over them. And they again were like coaster sized.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
And they were
American
like,
sized.
Yeah. They were like really salty and just, they're amazing. And then from there, we walked over the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, no.
But it was snowing and it was absolutely freezing.
Oh, really? But New York does get quite cold in the winter, doesn't it? Yeah,
absolutely.
Because it's a bit higher up than us, isn't it?
Yeah. So it was really cool. We did that. We visited, like, where the friend's apartment is.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I mean, cool. I would love to do stuff like that.
It was really good.
Because I'm obsessed with friends.
And while she's the worst character in Sex and the City, Carrie Bradshaw's apartment like the front of it or whatever.
I feel like I am Carrie Bradshaw.
It's round the corner. She's the worst character, though.
Carrie. Isn't that Sarah Jessica Parker? Yeah. Isn't that the main character?
The main character.
Yeah.
It's all about Miranda, if you ask me.
Miranda. Is that the...
She's the lawyer one. The one with the red hair.
With the husband with the one bollock. She's one running for Congress, is she, in America?
Yeah, yeah,
she's
the
bisexual, I think, in real life.
Yeah,
she's dating a woman, something like that.
She's she definitely has a female partner.
She a female partner.
Female partner.
Partner, yes. Partner.
I'm not sure if they're married or I'm not sure.
Living
if
in sin.
Current situation.
Thank you.
I've not spoken to her for a while. So
well, I mean, she did call me the other day, and she was like, "I'm worried about Lucy. Is she all right?" To be perfectly honest with you.
She was in New York. She didn't even bother come and see me.
Was it expensive, though? Because all I hear about New York is it's really expensive.
Yeah, I mean, we took...
I mean, I live in London, so well, I can't be making that.
One thing I did think is, on a par with London, it's probably not much different.
Okay.
But it is like being... Manhattan, anyway, it's like being in central London all the time.
Oh, really?
You know, in terms of, like, prices and stuff like that. So, and, like... You know, there's like shops and stuff everywhere, and you could probably eat more cheaply if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But I think when you go there on holiday, you go in because you want to experience everything.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree. I think if I went to New York, which, to be honest with you, America, I've never really... People keep asking, you know, do you want to go? But it's never really appealed. To be honest with you, more European countries, you know. I got to see Paris a few times over the last few years. I'd like to go to Barcelona and Berlin and Prague and Vienna and all these other places I've never been to. Dublin,
I am
Irish, so I really should go.
Stockholm's your for his 30th, and I feel like...
Oh, really? To Ireland?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. And it's cheap to fly Jet2.
Exactly, yeah, Jet2. Get us on a flight from Lisbon. 10 minutes from my house. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, you live in Horsforth, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean... London City is.
Exactly. It's just, I saw it.
You saw the planes on the runway.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit too convenient, is London City from here. It's expensive, but it's very convenient.
Yeah.
So 30th was good.
Yeah.
New York was good. You'd recommend. Good.
Yeah. One thing I would say also, when we got back, we went for a meal with some mates in Leeds on the Sunday.
Was it too small?
Because I just hadn't eaten out for, you know, long at all. The food was really good. We went to this place in Leeds called Arts. It's like a restaurant bar place, and they have like lots of independent art on the wall that you could buy if you want to.
In the Arts Cafe? On Colin.
On Colin.
Yeah.
So good.
It's really nice in there.
Food was amazing.
I've never eaten in there.
Yeah, it's really, really nice.
I've had coffee and cake in there during the day. Yeah, it's at the back of Revolution, isn't it?
Yeah, on that side. Yeah, it was really good.
Nice.
Went there and everyone's like, happy birthday to me.
Everyone in there. Oh, that's creepy.
Because we all had a pudding and then three of us ordered the same pudding. So they came out with like two of them and handed them out to the other people who had ordered it. And I was like, birthday.
And didn't figure out that this is where the lights go off and the candle comes out. Oh no.
I put a right mon to myself. And then like 5 minutes later, maybe not even that, the bloke came out with like a plate in front of, you know, like the pudding and then like a plate to like shield the candle that they'd put in it. And then everyone was like, happy birthday. I was like,
nice. Can't carry on that song. We're not licensed.
The unlicensed song.
Our licensing doesn't cover that song. Please don't sing it.
It's just more of a please don't sing this.
Yeah.
So that was really nice.
Read into that what you will.
But my friend Sarah bought me one of the best presents. Was a, you know, Gavin and Stacey?
Yes, you never know, seen it, but yes.
So it's a character in it who lives next door to Stacey's mum, and she's like a bit sweary, a little old lady.
Okay,
and, it's a print of her, and it's got all these like quotes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's brilliant. So, so good.
One of the girls I work with, I had her as a Secret Santa this year, and she's obsessed with Danny Dyer, right? She thinks he's really sexy and stuff. And I'm like, really, Danny Dyer?
Danny
really?
Dyer.
So I got this cup that was just naked Danny Dyer on it and a coaster. And then when because I've been on holiday this week, he's doing the alternative Christmas message on Channel 4.
Oh,
and
is
I sent this thing. She got really excited about it.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
This week, I've had...
had a visitor.
I've had a visitor, yes, from Central Asia.
Yes,
Central Asia, if you will. And I introduced him to crumpets this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I think he... The crumpets went down well.
I love a crumpet.
Yeah, I do like a crumpet. Mm. We've had this before, though, you and I, on Instagram.
Have you had the giant ones?
Yeah, bitch, please, come on. Of course I've had the giant one. They sell them in Iceland.
Do they?
They're always on special for 50p.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, I do love a crumpet. Mm. We went Christmas food shopping today.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
Actually, I was like, I'm going to prepare you now. It's going to be really stressful.
Yeah. I'm going tomorrow.
It was empty.
No!
It was empty. We went straight through the shop, straight through the till and out in Lidl, of all places.
Oh, my God.
And I spent like 150 quid in Lidl.
Did yeah, you buy the whole shop?
all the veggies reduced to like 19p
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, they do that, don't they? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just before Christmas. So, and then obviously I work for an online grocer's.
Hmm.
So I'm expecting a load more.
I was going to say, because these beers that I've got, that's from your work,
purge thing they did. Yeah,
yeah.
Yes, I've got, they did a purge last week and I got a bottle of, pink Bollinger in the fridge.
Oh my God.
Three bottles of red wine.
Another,
I've got a load of Peroni. Oh no, no, that was, I bought that today.
Yeah, Erin got me a very ginormous bottle of champers.
Who were Mrs.?
Merry birthday.
Merry birthday, Miss.
which is very nice.
Merry birthday, New York, Miss.
Replace that with the smaller bottle of champers that I bought for him.
Yeah, so that wasn't deliberate. But you know me too well, don't you? I'll tell you what I did have the other night, and my friend Anna came over, who's just gone to Barcelona today. Mm. Poor her, she's flying from Gatwick. Mm. So she's going to be slightly delayed. Mm. We were having Prosecco with limoncello that my boss had recommended.
Oh, you told me it wasn't...
I think it's an acquired taste. I think it's like the first time I had olives, I was like, ugh, what are these?
Yeah.
Or the first time I had a martini.
Mm.
Now I'm like, actually I quite like this.
Swimming in a martini.
Quite like this, yes.
Because we were going to have that last time I was here. And then, for whatever reason, we didn't. I think I had a cup of tea instead.
Yeah, you had tea and I had those lovely bourbon muffins that you made
for
me.
Oh, yeah, the brownies.
Yeah, and that cup, which somebody has stolen for their own cup.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
It makes a good brew.
He loves the tea.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh,
he's a tea and a biscuit. He loves a tea and a Jaffa cake.
What
a
babe.
I know, right? Whereas I'm just like with my coffee press. I'm such a bad English person. So yeah, I'm glad you had a great birthday. I'm glad you enjoyed New York, and I'm glad Christmas is nearly over. To be honest with you,
it's not even here.
Well, by the time this goes out, it probably will be.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you for everybody's feedback.
Yeah.
Now, as we're approaching the end, we can see the numbers are counting down. Mm. I thought we could talk about what our thing is that we learned this month. Yours was a bit of a cop out. And your original version of the script, because obviously we do plan this a little bit.
Believe it or not.
This mad ranting here. What's your thing that you've learned this month?
Well, I only learned it on my way here.
Okay.
But I listened to My Favourite Murder.
I'm a bit over My Favourite Murder, if I'm honest.
I feel there's something about it that keeps pulling me back.
Okay.
And I can't, it's got a special place.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that is yet. Or why? But I, there's something about it that I just think, yeah, I need to listen to it.
Okay.
I think also because they do the mini-sodes now.
Yeah, there's too
much to listen to, isn't there? But there is a good on the mini-sodes, what I like is how genuinely surprising all of the other people's stories are.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I like most about it.
Okay.
But getting through 2 hours is a slog.
Yes.
Especially when my commute is 20 minutes. It takes me 2.5 days to listen to a full episode. However, on the one that I'm listening to at the moment, they're doing a live show from Glasgow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they do, I think it's Burke and Hare. They're they talk about body snatchers and grave people robbing graves and stuff for the bodies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't. But what I didn't realise is back in the 1800s, people were robbing graves because scientists and people future doctors and things like that were learning about the body, but there was a shortage of bodies, people, they could only...
So the doctors were stealing bodies from graveyards?
They were, like, buying them, like, on the black market, as it were, from these people.
Wow.
But the reason that they were there was a shortage was that you could only give your body to science if you were, like, unclaimed by a family. So, like, my mum in the 1800s could say, oh, actually, I use her body for science.
Oh, really? Yeah, it was only if you were a stray or a wayward... A wayward woman who was single and...
Exactly.
A harlot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
So that's my thing. I've been trying to wrap my brains all week.
Because originally it was Momo.
Yeah.
Originally it was Shredded Potatoes. I was like...
Do we talk about Momo?
So I had... I was listening to... So there's three podcasts I'm really into at the moment. Dial M for Muller, which is... It's a podcast about Brexit and how the I've forgotten what the department is in the Russian Federation about disinformation, which is excellent if you get a chance to listen.
Okay,
to that.
Is disinformation like fake news?
It's not necessarily fake news. It's that they put an idea out there, and they kind of build on this to the point where. So when it was the Soviet Union in the early 80s, they put this thing out there that AIDS came from AIDS was deliberately made to for black people and gay men.
Oh my God!
And drug addicts.
Right.
Now that was a piece of disinformation that the Soviet disinformation ministry, we'll call it, created. And yeah. What they did was they created this article of these fake doctors, and then 2 or 3 years later, this then got picked up by news networks in America and turned into real news.
Right.
So you can see how it works. Excellent, excellent,
like,
excellent
so in
podcast.
The scene of all this.
Yeah,
stuff.
Right, yeah, okay. And that's what they did with a lot of stuff during Brexit and during the American election.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that, you know, and conversely, we don't do the same to them.
Yeah.
Just saying it's quite interesting that they do it to us. And then you've got Boy Unerased. So you know the film Boy Erased?
Mm.
I've never seen it, but it's about gay conversion therapy.
Yeah.
And this series of podcasts was created to come out with the film, but they interview all these people in real life who the film is based on.
Right.
Excellent. It's only a 4 or 5 part series, but it's really, yeah. really interesting.
Mm.
And then the other one that I was going to talk to you about, and I can't quite remember now.
While you remember,
yeah,
I have a podcast recommendation, actually.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get them as well, but I got the British Podcast Award newsletter.
Yeah.
And in it was a podcast, a bunch of podcast recommendations.
Yeah.
One of them was... Like a branded content one for Crisis. It was like an audio drama.
All right.
Called Baby, It's Cold Outside. It's got Chris O'Dowd in it.
Yeah.
And it's got Anne-Marie Duff, who's in Shameless.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Really
Absolutely
good.
Brilliant. Yeah. Really, really good. There's 3 episodes, about 15 minutes each, and it's about the story of this family that's broken down and. How people can kind of get like lost in the system or
yeah.
can't even get into the system because they
sad,
don't
it?
Hit certain criteria
yeah, yeah.
and things like that. And, you know, like how people have to like put on a front to sort of like save face and
yeah.
they don't want people to know that they're in trouble and
sad,
all this
it?
Kind of stuff. I mean, I cried in the car. It was,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was absolutely like heartbreaking, gut-wrenching. And obviously, like, the whole point of making it so that you donate to Crisis. And they have this thing this year where you do like a reserve a place for someone at Christmas. It's like £28. And they get like a meal and they get a place to stay. And,
nice.
They get
and that's
this...
on Crisis
yeah.
website. That's good.
Yeah. So I would really recommend listening to it.
So my third podcast is the thing that led me to the thing that I've learned this month.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
It's gonna be a bit of a, after that, I'm going to be like, oh, quid. So you know Conan O'Brien, who has a talk show in America?
Mm.
He's got a new podcast, and it is hilarious.
Oh, really?
And the latest episode, he interviews Megan Mullally and her husband...
Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman, who's Karen from Friends and... Karen from Will and Grace.
And here's Ron from Parks and Rec.
There we go. I mean, wow, okay, that's a bit creepy, but okay. And they're talking about their life and how they met each other and how she had some real issues with her father when she was younger because he was a bit of a sociopath. Really, really, really good podcast.
Wow.
Really good podcast. But in the middle of it, now, I'm relating it back. This is like full circle for you, by the way.
Okay.
So podcasts, as we're on a podcast, America and comedy people. And I'm sure you probably fancy Nick Offerman a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Of course you do. Yeah. You're like a rugged man. Okay. Americans, she's talking about their book together.
Oh, yeah.
They don't call book covers book covers.
What do they call them?
See if you can guess.
Sleeve.
No, close.
Oh, is this like a sheaf or something?
No, it's a book jacket. I was like a dust jacket,
but like a book jacket.
A book jacket. That's, I was like, what the hell is a book jacket? Bobbins. Yeah. So Americans don't call book covers book covers. They call them book jackets. And it's the most ridiculous thing.
That
kind of proves to you that...
Like put a little coat on it.
Yeah. Like putting a little coat. Keep it warm in the winter. I think...
Keep your warmers on.
I think that kind of proves that, although we share a language,
yeah.
It kind of goes off in different directions.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean...
And their sayings are very literal.
Yeah.
Aren't they? So it's the sidewalk, because you walk next to the side of the road.
Yeah, the road, yeah.
It's the fall, because the leaves fall off the trees.
Yeah.
It's all very literal, the way that they speak.
Yeah, it's really fascinating, isn't it? Because Jack does commentary and articles and stuff on MLS, which is like the American Soccer League.
All right.
The way that they, like, term... like some of their rules and things like that, I just think I don't actually understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because it is so literal.
Yeah.
That like there isn't any room for interpretation.
Yeah.
And I think as British people, that's exactly what we look for, don't we? We look for like the stuff in between that helps us work out what it is.
And I think that kind of proves B.
Yeah.
Gave me some chocolate from his country.
Oh, nice.
And
you like that, don't you?
And it was horrible. It was horrible.
No!
It was absolutely
awful. I thought you really liked it.
I didn't like it. But because I'm British, I couldn't say I didn't like it.
Oh, you're such a liar. I was like, Jack, let me guess what? Aaron told me that this chocolate was really nice. Like, we should keep...
So I got the chocolate, and after I'd eaten it, he then gave me some more. He's like, "Oh, because you really like it."
Oh, no, right. They've got to conclude.
And he's really annoyed now that I'm not being honest. And I think this goes back to the thing that you just said, that we look for the bits in between English people, whereas American and most other parts of the world, it's just very literal.
Yeah,
everything's black or white.
Yeah.
Whereas where's your English? Everything's in the grey. You have to figure out, and certainly in London, oh my god.
Yeah.
People are a bit more being straightforward in the north. Yeah.
Direct in London, it's not a thing, is it?
Yeah.
Actually, funny that you say that about people not liking stuff. So, my family, for some reason, years and years ago, Jack happened to mention that he liked, you know, Toffifee.
Oh,
Toffee, chocolate, and things. Which he does like, but then... Every year at Christmas, he gets like about 10 boxes of it.
That's the problem. Like when people say, "Oh, I like cats," and at Christmas,
everything's cat related.
Like my dad was like golfing. He got into golfing, so literally everything was golf related.
Oh my god!
Because they're so difficult to buy for.
Yeah, parents are the worst to buy for.
Absolutely,
anyway.
Yeah. So I learned this month.
Yeah.
Firstly, don't lie about chocolate because you'll upset people necessarily.
Yeah.
Just be honest.
Just be honest, yeah.
And secondly, American do not call book covers.
No.
So when you and I bring out our book, we'll have to have
a long
book jacket with a big trail down the end, like a wedding dress.
That's the way to do it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So if you've enjoyed the pod, let us know. Many have.
Yes.
Nobody said it's terrible yet, except for the other half who did say, I'm not listening to it because why would I just want to listen to you two having a conversation? Which is a great advert.
That's what he's doing right now.
Oh, no, he's got his headphones on. He's listening to, he's watching a film.
He's ignored.
Yeah, he couldn't give a shit. Seriously. If you can give a shit, do let us know.
Yeah, definitely.
Instagrammers, tweeters.
Yeah, we are Fancy a Brew.
Pod?
No, Fancy a Brew Pod.
Fancy a Brew Pod.
Blimey.
Yes.
We are on Twitter, Instagram, at Fancy a Brew. Email us. Pod. Fancy a Brew. Oh my God.
And then fancyabrewpod@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or at Erin Trains, not because I love trains, because I train people. or at Lucy Duffield, yes, not Lucy please. Crutchley.
Lucy Duffield.
We made the names. We're a strong, independent woman.
Yes, we are.
You don't need no man
part
one. Except a man to
except,
get the house.
Co owns the house.
Have a wonderful Christmas, wonderful New Year, and we will see you on the other side,
see
as Adele would
2019.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.